1077 The Island is your station, not just for real music variety, but for your adorable, adoptable pet of the week, voice for companion animals on their way in with a big black and tan beast, Robin Mays with voice for companion animals. Happy Tuesday morning.
Hello.
Who do you got there?
I got a Marley.
Marley. Have I met her before?
You have not. Marley came to us last week.
Marley is a very excitable medium-sized dog. Would that be a medium-sized?
This would be medium to large.
Yeah.
This would be large. Marley is a female spayed German Shepherd Rottweiler.
Bursting with positive energy.
She has a lot of positive energy. She's over 5 years old. So when she settles down so nice. She's so happy to be here.
Where did Marley come from?
Marley was surrendered because her owners could not have her anymore. They were evicted and didn't know what to do with her. Everybody was full. So she's with us now.
Wow. That's thank God for Voice for Companion Animals picking up the slack.
She's such a good girl. She would need to be with older kids, but she has lived with kids before. So, get her.
Hi. What's this?
Here comes her chew toy.
How much does Marley
weigh or eat?
How much does she eat? How much does she weigh?
She eats about cup and a half
a day.
Twice a day. And she weighs over 60 pounds.
Yeah, she's the same size as my crackheads. I love her.
She eats a cup and a half a day, twice a day, and whatever you don't finish.
Yep.
And we are, oh my God, look at that.
And
she just
are
hugging you.
Treat motivated.
Yeah.
Which is even better.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Oh, God,
she is
loves
so
you. Oh,
loving.
She loves you. Oh, look
she
at
jumped
her
into Robin's
you.
Lap.
She thinks she's a lappy dog.
She is a good girl. She loves
is
walks.
A good girl.
The volunteers have been taking her on walks. Go get her. Come here.
Not to take anything away from you, Robin, because you are lovable, but does she do this with everybody?
She gets to know you, yes.
Hi.
Yes, she will. Once she gets to know you. If she doesn't know you, it just takes a little bit.
Look at your cute bandana you have on today.
Yes, she's wearing. Did you notice she's sporting her peach bandana?
I notice all things.
I know you notice all things.
This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Design Designs, as unique as you are. For all your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes and superior service, Pro Team Design, check them out on Facebook or proteamdesign.com.
Now, if Craig were here, Craig would be so excited.
Oh, I know it. I know it. I'm going to get in trouble for this.
That's it.
Good girl.
That's it.
Oh, my gosh. Look at what a good girl.
Is this a natural demeanor or has she been trained?
She knows sit. She's not very good at down and especially not off, but it doesn't help when we encourage the... encourage the jumping up and hugging, which is probably not the best thing.
Oh, I know, but I love
it. I do it anyway.
Hi.
I love the positive, general enthusiasm that Marley exudes.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
Phew. Shake that off.
Yes. Oh, she's just a lover.
Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of GI. They're striving to keep pets in their homes with their caring owner, and they also have amazing pets available for a Marley, the beautiful. You say there's German Shepherd mix in there?
Yeah. German Shepherd Rottweiler is what we are told.
Yeah, you can tell by those legs. She's got those brownish paws that look like a German Shepherd.
That is pretty telling of a German Shepherd, isn't it? Yeah. Very, very black and tan.
And the tan legs are definitely German Shepherd. But yeah, I had a German Shepherd that looked exactly like this. But she was very, very nervous, very standoffish. Oh, we're going to come see you.
Marley.
That was the dog, not me.
Uh-huh.
To see pictures of this beautiful Marley available for adoption now, go to 1077theisland.com in the blog section.
Marley.
She's hip. She's fixed. She's microchipped, I assume.
Yes. All done now. We weren't, but we are now. Off.
She's ready to go.
Friends, man. One man party in the morning. Waking up with Friends, man. One man party in the morning on the island.
So could she be entered in your tournament of tails?
Of course.
She should be. I hope everybody's entering their pets.
Yeah, because we entered it. We put it on our Facebook page, and there were a lot of pictures already.
I think there's over 300 entries already.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Very, very popular.
I was thumbing through as I'm making the post. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this page keeps going and going and going. But look at all of them. They're so cute.
Oh, they are so cute. Did you see the chickens?
No, I did not.
There's one in there, and a horse, and a guinea pig, and a rabbit.
Of course.
So it's more than just cats and dogs. So it's cool.
Dallas named the chickens lunch and dinner.
Ah, and that's so wrong.
it's not.
It's funny, but yes, it is wrong. Don't you defend him.
Oh, look, she just laid an egg. There's breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Brands, man. Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume. On the record. Dance. Up with Brands, man. One man party in the morning on the island.
Grand prize for Tournament of Tales, is that $250?
It's a $250 gift card to PetSense here in Grand Island.
So tell me again, so there's all these entries.
Yes.
And then they get narrowed down how randomly?
We make a bracket like March Madness.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So we have a program that will just randomly select.
Okay.
So we're not selecting them ourselves. It's just
randomly pick them out.
Randomly select. So it'll take these 300 plus entries down to 64, and then it'll start letting everybody vote for those 64 till we get the final fur.
The final fur.
Now, nothing is stopping Robin from entering every animal in that shelter, right?
No, nothing is stopping her. I'm not stopping her.
But I couldn't win.
You can't win. They have to be actually
so
owned
I could
or
enter
adopted.
My own.
You can enter your own.
Mm-hmm. Good way to show what's in the shelter, but you gave me and Lori Lewitt a tour. I can't believe it's been all this time. I have never been there.
And he came in last week.
Very house-like. I mean, you're making those animals very comfortable.
Well, and that's kind of our goal when we set it up and when we were working on the building, when we started leasing it and then we started, of course, owning it. When we owned it, it was like our goal was to make it so that these animals had a home feel so that when people came in, they could envision how they would be in their own home. But also we wanted the animals to feel. We wouldn't want cages, but sometimes we do have to have cages when we have kittens or some that have not had all their bedding yet. But we wanted the home type feel. So
and you got it.
I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad you stopped by.
Name the place House of Love. Voice for Companion. Because when you walk in, you know, there's one cat roaming free. Of course, a tiny bit skittish that lasts for about a minute.
Yeah,
Kavina, next thing you know, they want love. And when you showed me some of the rooms, they look like bedrooms almost. The cats are just all over the door. They want your attention. They want your love. It's a great feeling for a guy like me that doesn't usually get attention.
How about cats? Well, you're prejudiced.
Well, the dogs were out on a walk.
The dogs were out on the walk, and this one hadn't come in yet. We got this one on Friday, so this one wasn't there yet. And then we have Schnauzer, Pitbull, you name it, in the back part. So.
If somebody else wants to have that experience that I had, can you give tours? Do they need to call you? It's a Wednesday, Saturday thing?
No, Wednesday, Saturday between 10 and 2. If you just want to come in and say, hey, I've never been here. Just come on in and
I need to pet some animals.
Yeah. And we had and bless her, name's Nancy. She came in. She's been in before, her and her husband. And she's now, it sounds like she's going to come in. And I said, it's really important on some of these that we brought in from foster to come in and sit. Mm-hmm. Sit in the room with them.
Yeah.
And let them know that, hey, here's a human. This is what life is. Mm-hmm. And so she did that on Saturday, and she was there probably an hour. And they started to come out. And then just like, That's a huge difference.
Yes.
It's even doing that. Come in and sit.
Yes.
So two or three people, we've got three rooms of cats. You can just come in and sit.
And get catified.
Yes.
It's a beautiful environment.
It's catatonic.
Voice for Companion Animals. It's a 402 phone number.
We entertain ourselves.
527.
Don't mind us over here.
527-8228. Robin, thank you for all that you do, and pass that along to all of your volunteers.
I will. Thank you. They've been great with this nice weather. The dogs got walked more than once or twice. And it makes a big difference. The interaction is nice. You know, we were, we kind of take them for granted. We leave during, you know, we're gone for the day, and we come back and they're there, and we take them for granted because we're off working or golfing or doing whatever. And we're their lives.
Some of them don't fully understand that you're ever coming back. So every time you do, it's like it's back
huge.
From India.
Yes.
Oh my God, look who's here.
Yeah.
Every single day.
We missed you so much. It's been weeks.
Are their lives. They don't have golf league or anything like that. So
Laura, did you get some photos?
I'm trying to, but she's on my lap, so it's a little hard to get anything besides an ear.
Marley.
See a picture of Marley's ear in the blog section of 1077theisland.com. Robin.
Look how cute.
Here you
she
go.
Is.
Robin, thank you again.
Thank you.
Franz, man.
There's a party going on right here.
Waking up with Franz, man. One man party in the morning.
It's a celebration.
1077 The Island.